and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to Travel World Radio across America. I'm Stephen Pickford along with Willem Backus and talking today about a very beautiful destination that I visited a few weeks ago, Port Alberni on Vancouver Island, west coast of Canada. Ron Dotzel is the manager of recreation services for the city of Port Alberni and he joins us now on Travel World. Welcome to the show, Ron.
Thanks. Good afternoon.
And it's a great day to be talking about Port Alberni. I'm still looking at some pictures that I posted on my Facebook page and talking about it and blogging about it on our website at twc.ca. And tell us a little bit more about Port Alberni. I found it to be a very warm, welcoming town and beautiful, beautiful scenery.
Well, Stephen, I'm glad that you enjoyed your visit out here and that we had a chance to show you around some of the sights and attractions on a very nice weather weekend. And wanted to let you know, or all your listeners know, that we are situated on the west coast of North America out on Vancouver Island, right adjacent to British Columbia here in Canada. And we're basically in the middle of Vancouver Island, which is about a 450-kilometer north-to-south kind of island. We have a number of different features in our area, one including, it's called Cathedral Grove, which is a provincial park that has a ancient stand of Douglas fir, some of them up to 800 years old. We also have the Martin Mars Flying Tankers, which are basically a firefighting crew. And Stephen, you and I actually had a chance to go up into the cockpit and look around, and
well,
I think
that was a lot of fun.
Pretty spectacular.
Yes, you get a great view from up there, and you really feel the size and the dimensions of the aircraft, and you look at them from the ground and say, how do those things get up and fly? But they do, and they're magnificent.
Exactly, and I think it was a good thrill for me to see it as well. So they're pretty spectacular. They've been around since the 1940s, yet they still fly and they're really still effective. So moving on to the weekend you were here, we saw the Alberni Valley Salmon Festival. It was the 40th annual, and I think you even had a chance to try some of the salmon meals.
Oh, great. And that's a good fundraiser for the community as well.
It was excellent for our community. 2,500 salmon were caught that weekend, so it was a very successful weekend, and I guess they say it's been going on since the early 70s. We actually have the distinction in the Alberni Valley of being the 2010 Ultimate Fishing Town, and we won that from a contest that we had a year ago, and people voted in, and they voted Port Alberni as the ultimate fishing town for that year for a distinction. So it got us some profile, and I think we had $25,000 to do some projects with as well related to fishing. You also had a chance to join us on a nice steam train ride out to McLean's Mill, Stephen, and it's a 1929 steam train, and it was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, the Baldwin steam locomotive from the Baldwin Locomotive Works of Philadelphia, and the operating crew, their volunteers, the engineer and the fireman, what great guys. They helped me into the cab and let me sit in the engineer's seat and blow the horn, and it was a fun afternoon.
Well, that was a great day, and certainly you have the pictures to show it. It was a nice destination, and I think you caught the last day of the regular season, and the weather was superb. You got to see the sawmill run, and it was a great afternoon.
There's a lot of things going on at McLean's Mill National Historic Site. You get the feel for the logging heritage and the sawmill heritage of the Port Alberni area as well. That weekend they had a special exhibition on logging trucks and trucks of all vintages, and that was fun to look at as well.
And also when we were here we got to see Stamp Falls Provincial Park, and when you were out, Stephen, I think the salmon were starting to migrate up the river.
They were, and that is a sight.
I can tell you that I was there on the weekend with some my wife's relatives from Germany. The water levels were significantly higher than when you and I visited, and the salmon count was in the thousands. So a tremendous amount of white water, watching the fish try to make their way back to the migrating grounds and their spawning grounds. And I would say that there were just thousands and thousands of fish waiting to get up the falls. So it was a pretty spectacular sight on the weekend.
Well, looking at the fish, I mean, the walkway up there is a very easy and adaptable walkway. I mean, we talked before going, oh, it might be too high or it might be, no. Anybody of any ability, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Well, I can also say that I've lived here for a long time, and I never get tired of that visit out there. It's just as spectacular each time I go, and it's one when I bring visitors out to that area, they've got to see Stamp Falls.
It's a scenery. You go around the whole area. You're looking at trees. You are looking at lakes. There's something around every corner to look at. You cannot get bored.
Well, I'm glad that your weekend was filled full of attractions that we have, and you also got to go on a boat ride with us.
Yes, I went out on the boat, and I, again, that's part of the experience as well. You're out on Vancouver Island, you've got to go out on the water, but Sprout Lake, it's like beautiful. Each end, you actually get the impression that you're almost on an ocean because it is so large.
Yeah, the lake itself has four different arms, and one of them is 21 miles long. So you can actually cruise in a boat for a long time and not see the whole lake.
And people are pulling off at some their personally discovered getaway spots, and they make a whole day of it, pack a picnic lunch or what have you.
Yeah, there are a number of houseboats that come out during the summertime, and they all find themselves a private beach, and it doesn't get any better than that.
The water is pretty warm for what you might imagine. You might think it's a very deep lake and it might be very cold, but it's a warm water lake.
Well, when the weather gets warm here and we get a prolonged heat spell, the water does definitely warm up on the surface, and it's great for swimming and great for all kinds of water activities.
We saw people out there doing different waterboarding and any type of aquatic adventure that they can have, they do it out on Sprout Lake.
That's right, and certainly it's a very attractive location for people, a great summer destination, and it's a lot of fun.
You can also immerse yourself in the history of the area, the Port Alberni Museum. You also have the heritage of the Native peoples of the Vancouver Island that are very present with regards to arts and crafts and totem poles and a variety of elements that relate culturally to the history of British Columbia.
Certainly a very strong First Nations component, historically speaking, and also taking a look at how they've impacted the community in many, many ways. And I think you even had a chance to see the unveiling of a significant totem pole that was carved here for the opening of the Pacific Coast University.
Yes, seeing the unveiling and also bringing home a small bag of the shavings of the totem. When I mentioned that to a friend of mine who's member of First Nations community near Montreal, he said, well, that is a great honor, and that will bring much a great oversight of the native gods, native spirits to your home. So I was very honored to be presented with a bag of shavings of that totem.
Well, all in all, I think your experience here was a good one for the time that you spent here, and I'm glad I was able to show you around and treat you to the highlights.
Well, it was a lot of fun, and I got to do a lot of things in such a short period of time. So if somebody's out on the West Coast for a business trip, they're in Vancouver, they're in Victoria, you do owe it to yourself to hop on over and take a couple of days in the Port Alberni area. Part of the experience of getting over there is to take either one of the BC ferries or take one of the short-haul flights on KD Air. I've never been on a plane that small, but it was so smooth and so reliably professionally run that I can recommend that to anybody as well.
And I think your sight lines are pretty spectacular too.
Oh yeah, when I took off from flights going to Qualicum Beach, and then from Qualicum Beach you can take a shuttle bus over to Port Alberni. That flight taking off from Qualicum Beach at 7 in the morning, what a great sight of heading down the strait and the sun coming up and then banking gently over Richmond and landing at Vancouver Airport. Perfect. That was really the ultimate end to a great 3 days spent out on Vancouver Island and in the Port Alberni area. Part of the experience as well, good food and good people. Everyone I met in Port Alberni, very friendly and very welcoming. Hospitality is truly in their nature.
Well, certainly we would encourage people to come out and visit us, and yourself, Stephen, if you're ever given the cause to come out to West Coast again, we'll even show you some more.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're coming up with maybe a little around a minute left. What telephone number, what website can people go to get more information on the Port Alberni area?
Yeah, we're looking at being able to contact the Chamber of Commerce here at 250-724-6535. That's probably a great place to start, and they'll be able to direct you to all kinds of attractions, locations on the Internet, and websites. That's probably the best place to start.
And www.portalberni.ca, there's links there for...
Yes, on our city website, there's all kinds of links to find out information as well.
Well, thank you very much, Ron Dotzel from the city of Port Alberni, B.C. A great destination to visit.
You're listening to Travel World.
And highly recommended. Much appreciated. The hospitality. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you. Bye-bye.